Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 8. Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Go to the book of Matthew and turn back 10 pages or so, you'll be there. Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Again, we'll read these verses responsively. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah, fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. And let's pray. Father, thank you for the faithfulness of your people. Lord, I imagine if we added up the mileage of everyone that traveled to be here tonight, it would be well into the thousands for sure. And yet, you've given us a living Word of God, words that give us life and words that are full of life. Father, please fill our preacher with your power tonight as he preaches. May we get what he has for us so that we could live more like you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
The title of this evening's sermon is How to Live by Principle. Indeed, there will be times when what I preach will be far more exciting, but I do not know that there will be a time when I preach something that will be more important. This thing of living by principle, it's something that's almost foreign in this generation and among people. You, a moment ago, read from Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. If you have your Bible open there, let me read it to you again. The text verse of that series of verses that you read is verse 16, where it says, "These are the things ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates." Zechariah here in this verse shows us how to stabilize our decision-making, thereby stabilizing our lives. Life is a series of decisions. If you make them well and right, you'll have a better life. If you do not make them well, then your life will have more difficulty than what you should have. What he's saying here is pre-establish what you will do. He says it, he uses the words, "These are the things ye shall do." He's giving instruction. He's saying, let's predetermine what you're going to do. Then he says, if occasion arises or it's necessary, tell your neighbor or tell others what you believe, that this predetermined decision. He says, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. In other words, you predetermine what you're going to do. If you need to, you'll tell somebody, this is what I'm doing, this is why I'm doing it. Then you follow your predetermined decision concerning the truth. It says, then execute the judgment of the truth, meaning you act upon what you've already decided. Then he tells us that'll bring peace to our lives. That'll bring peace into our gates. The process this process can eliminate a lot of frustration from your life, can eliminate a lot of frustration from your decision-making. He's teaching us to make our decisions based on principle, something that has been predetermined that helps us to make right decisions. You know, the world's ways quickly find their way into the church. Things like lying and cheating and gossip and compromise and stealing. Now, these things are so much more the norm in the world, but they shouldn't be in the church. It seems that honesty and integrity and dependability have almost become extinct in our society. Now, we excuse the world because it's unsaved and they've not been taught the doctrines of the Bible. We excuse them for that bad behavior because, you know, what can lost people do other than live like lost people? We even excuse the religious liberals because they don't believe the Bible and they have no truth that anchors them. But, you know, in a Bible-believing church like ours, where we memorize Scripture, we study the Word of God from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, we really have no excuse or justification for the lack of Bible principle that guides our lives. Of course, there's no reason or excuse for the sloppy way that we handle our lives, the way we handle our churches, our families, our reputations. We ought to be doing what we do a little more on purpose instead of haphazardly. We shouldn't be so emotional about our decision making, but we ought to be doing what we do because it's right to do, and we have the Bible as our source, and the Bible, it is our dictator in life. You know, there are politicians that make promises with no plans of keeping them. And our liberal society says, well, character doesn't matter anymore. Well, I say character still does matter. I think it still does matter. Right is right and wrong is wrong. There are some absolutes that do not change no matter how badly our society do not want to face absolutes. They're still there. Society can ignore them, but God will not. Today's society teaches what they call situation ethics, meaning the situation determines your behavior. And I don't think that. That involves humanistic reasoning where man is the final judge who makes the final decision. And I happen to believe that God is the final judge and God is to make the final decision. And if God is the one that decides right and wrong, and God said there are some things that are absolutely wrong, and that means they're absolutely wrong. And there are some things that are absolutely right. And if God said they're absolutely right, they are. And I don't care what society says. I say the Bible should determine our behavior in all situations. We need to let God tell us what's right and then make all our decisions based on what He told us. Now that right there, those things become our principles for life. See, people today, many do not live by principle. They live by emotion. They live by feeling. They live by situation. They live by their own reasoning. But we should live by Bible principle. Let me see if I can explain it to you this evening. I think you'll have to pay attention on purpose, but please, I wish that you would. I wish you would decide that you want to, those of you that already understand what it means to live by principle, let this push a reset button in your life. Those of you that do not understand it, it'll help you, and it becomes a foundation in your Christian life. So let's ask this question first of all. Number one, what does it mean to live by principle? What is a principle? Well, it is a rule you have determined to follow. It's a code of conduct that you require of yourself. It's a personal law that you plan not to break. It's an action you plan to take determined on right doing. What is a principle? A principle becomes a part of the fundamentals of your life. You ought to let your Bible principles become as important as drinking and eating and sleeping. That is, if you want to be a good Christian. What does it mean to live by principle? What is a principle? Your principles become your self-elected dictators. In other words, they tell you what to do. Your principles ought to tell you what to do. Your principles are part of the foundation of your life. And you are to become what your principles are. Don't let your principles become what you are. You become what your principles are. You let the truth tell you what to do. You don't try to tell the truth what it's to do. Your principles determine the morals of your life. Your principles become your moral master. Your principles are lifetime guidelines that do not change. Everybody, under the sound of my voice, ought to have established some laws for your own life, some guidelines for your own life, some expectations for your own life. You got them from the Bible, and you're going to obey them no matter what. Some of you need to get what we'd call some spiritual backbone. You need to get what we'd call some conviction about you, where you say, that is what the Bible says, that is what I believe, that is what I will live. and it's a done deal. That's settled for the rest of my life. That's what it means to have principles, and we are to live by principle. Now again, here in Zechariah 8:16, I think we see the teaching or the concept of principles. Zechariah here, he says, here's what is going to stabilize your thinking, your decision making, and your life. He said, these are the things ye shall do. There he says, some pre-established decisions about what is right and wrong and what you're going to do. Then he said, if you got to tell somebody, if you got to share it with your neighbor, so be it, but you need to know what you're going to do. Then you are to follow your predetermined decision concerning the truth. And he said, this will bring peace to your gate. The gate would be would have been like the entry of the city. It'll bring peace to where people gather, where you gather. Now see, this process eliminates a lot of frustration from your life and your decision making. He's teaching us to make our decisions in life by principle. So, number one, what does it mean to live by principle? It means that you have a predetermined truth that you have decided to obey in your life. Now, let me go to number two. Bible principles, then, use Bible truth as their foundation. And I realize this is so simple, but I just know you've got to learn it someday. You've got to learn to live by principle. So, secondly, Bible principles use Bible truth as their foundation. Take your Bible and turn to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Find verse number 16 there. Turn as quickly as you can. Exodus 20, verse number 16. I said, number one, I told us what it means to live by principle, predetermined guidelines, Bible-based guidelines, laws, things that dictate our life. Now, secondly, I said Bible principles use Bible truth as their foundation. Exodus 20, 16 says this, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Look back at me for a second. That verse right there helps me to establish a principle in my life. My principle is this, to never say anything or repeat anything about anyone unless I'm 100% sure it's true. The Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And I seen that, and I decided I did not want to ever repeat anything about anybody unless I was 100% sure it was right. I think that's fair. I think that's fair to people, and you'll believe that when people are talking bad about you. Now, let's go on. Let me show you another time where Bible principle is established by Bible truth. Leviticus 19:11. Turn there. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 11. I'll read the verse to you. Leviticus 19:11 says, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. There's the Bible truth. Now, here's a principle that I've established in my life. Obviously, I should not steal or deal dishonestly ever with anyone, no matter what it costs me. And I've chosen to live my life that way. You can ask my family. I would rather suffer loss and keep my integrity than to get something dishonestly. They'll tell you that. You ever do business with me, if you disagree with me about business, I'll give in to you. I do that every time. And virtually, I've lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in my lifetime because if you think you're right and you think I'm wrong, you're going to find out. I'll give in. And I'm not telling everybody you have to live this way, but my integrity is more important to me than a few bucks. I would rather suffer loss than to hurt somebody else. That's just what I decided in life. Let me show you another one. Proverbs 23:23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 23. Another principle that I've established in my life. I've seen a Bible truth. From that Bible truth, I've established some guidelines that I've chosen to live, and I have dozens of them. I'm just sharing three or four of them with you. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Look back at me if you will. Now from that verse, my principle is this. I won't be bought off in regard to the truth. I will preach the truth even if it's unpopular. I will preach the truth even if you don't like it. I will preach the truth if I'm the only one that is willing to preach the truth. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. And that is a principle as a preacher that I have established. So, let me show you another. Luke 19:10. New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19:10. The Bible says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Now, look back at me. Here's my principle. My principle is that since the Bible says that the reason Jesus came was to save people, my principle of life is this. If Jesus came for the purpose of winning the lost, then I must make winning the lost a priority in everything I do. It's a priority. Getting people saved around the church here is a big deal to me. It's a big deal to me. I don't want anything to hinder lost people getting saved. It's very important. You say, why do you tell people not to be talking during the preaching? Because if you talk while I'm preaching, you may hinder someone from responding to the truth and getting saved. Why is it that I'll say, turn that cell phone off during the preaching? Hey, the cell phone that goes off and rings during the invitation time may hinder somebody from getting saved. People getting saved is a big deal to me. So I have a principle that I've established in my life. Winning the lost to Christ has got to be a priority. See, God made the teaching of the Scripture very clear so we can use it for our lives. God made the teaching of the Scripture very clear so we can establish principles to follow. Every one of us ought to have some predetermined expectations, requirements that we have placed upon ourselves in obedience to the Bible. That you ought to have some principles in your life. You're establishing personal principles. It's very important to your success. It's important to your obedience to Christ. You need to, on purpose, set down some scriptural guidelines for your decision making and your behavior. Here's what you do. You find the truth in the Bible. You make it yours personally, and they're all supposed to be. You tell yourself then that this is the way that you will behave and act and think based on that truth from the Bible. And from that point on, that principle determines everything you do regarding that issue. It always does. You say, but what wonder if this situation comes up. You've decided that the Bible told you to behave a certain way. You will therefore behave that way no matter what the situation. You are constructing a series of biblical guidelines that makes the decisions of life for you. Your principles become your dictator. Your principles become your master. Your principles control you. I let the Bible tell me what to do. You know something? Once I found the truth in the Bible, I just from that point on decide, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I don't have to re-debate every decision of my life, every week of my life. Do you know something? There are people that come to church every week and debate the truth. They debate it in their minds. They debate it with their life. We need to decide that we will live by principle. We've seen the truth. We established it as one of our guidelines. And when a situation arises that truth applies to, I've already decided what I'm going to do. I will obey the predetermined principle. Does that make sense to you? Let me go on. Let me give you some helps in regard to living by principle. One thing you need to do is this. You got to put Jesus first. You give him the ultimate place of leadership and honor in your life. Anything you say, anything you think, anything you do is virtually worthless unless you get it all lined up with Jesus and what Jesus wants. You will not live consistently by principle if you not put Jesus first in your life. If your ultimate goal is not to please God, then you're going to have a hard time living by principle. You're going to be wanting to do things your way instead of his way. The people that successfully live by principle have decided, I want Jesus pleased with everything. With everything. If you'll do that, you can successfully live by principle. So, put Jesus first if you want to live by principle. Secondly, you need to learn to search the Bible. You need to learn to search the Bible. Let me read a verse to you. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation and doctrine." You ought to read the Bible. You ought to study the Bible. You ought to memorize the Bible. You ought to listen to the Bible. You ought to obey the Bible. Then read it again and read it again and read it again and read it again. And look, when you read it and read it and read it and you see that God repetitively tells you to behave a certain way, there shouldn't be any question about it. You ought to say, that's what God wants. As of this moment, that will become one of the principal guidelines of my life. And from now on, that's what I'm doing. And then from now on, that's what you do. Memorize it. Hey, especially memorize some of those verses that you have determined to be the foundation of your principles for your life. So, if you want to live by principle, first of all, you better make Jesus first place in your life. Secondly, you better get the Bible involved, and you better be looking in the Bible for what God expects you to do, so that becomes the foundation of the principles that you're about to live. Thirdly, the Bible teaches you can follow leaders who follow the Bible. Let me read to you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12 and 13 says this, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves." It goes right along with 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." You know, we ought to follow leaders who live their life by principle, by Bible principle. Those become the leaders that help us in life. Parents, do you realize how much more predictable you would be to your children if they knew you lived by principle? You know, when my kids were growing up, there are certain times they didn't need to come ask. They already knew my principles. That we didn't have emotional wars over what we would do. We had predetermined what we would do based on the Bible. And once we established those principles, we just stuck with them. Right. You see, if you want to live by principle, you need to put Jesus first. If you want to live by principle, you should search the Bible for a truth that should be brought into your life and then live. You need to make sure you're following leaders that are teaching you truth so you can establish Bible principles. Then, something else you're going to have to do if you're going to live by principle, you got to stop trying to impress everybody. You just need to do what's right. You need to decide, I'm going to do what's right. You don't have to measure up to everybody else's expectation, but measure up to God's. You know, yeah, this thing of living by principle, you do that by yourself. If not, you're not living by principle. You personally are to live by principle. Now let me tell you something, parents. Something you need to do is establish principles in your family and in your life. And while your children are still in your home, they should not just obey your principles. You're helping them to establish those principles for themselves, so when they leave home, they'll go out and still obey the principles that are taught in the Bible. If all they're doing is obeying you, there's someone bigger than you. There's God. But if what they're doing under your administration, you're doing under his administration, they never get out from underneath his administration, but they will leave your home someday. But you got to stop trying to impress everybody. You know, be all you're supposed to be for God. So, what have I said? There's some helps that will aid you in living by principle. You got to put Jesus first. You've got to search the Bible for those principles. You make sure the leadership in your life are teaching you Bible truth and helping you to establish Bible principles and guidelines. You stop trying to impress everybody. Then you need to learn to live by Bible standards. Let your behavior be Bible-based. Be willing to be thought a fool by the world, but trust the Bible. You know, there's some people in here, there's certain things you won't do in your life. The Bible teaches it, but you're afraid the world will laugh at you. Right. You're never going to live by principle unless you're willing to be thought a fool for Jesus. Be willing to be rejected. There's somebody in here right now, you won't live right. You know what the Bible teaches? You ought to stop something. You ought to add something in your life. You won't do it because you're afraid your family's going to reject you. You've got to live by principle. You learn to live by Bible expectation or Bible standards. So you're willing to be thought a fool. You're willing to be rejected. You're to be controlled by Bible truth, not your opinion, but by Bible truth. Do what God wants, not what you want. Don't worry about what is common in our society, but worry about what's expected by God. So So what are we doing? We're trying to figure out what can help us to live by principle. We put Jesus first. We search the Bible. We follow leaders that are teaching us truth and live by principle. We stop trying to impress everybody. We decide to live Bible standards, not our own, not the world's. And then we need to stop some non-biblical behaviors and practices in our life. Get comfortable with living the truth. Rebuild your reputation if you need to. Rebuild your reputation if you need to. Maybe you just need to say, you know what, there's going to be a change in me. I'm going to stop doing what I want, and I'm just going to do what God wants. I'm going to get some principles in my life, and I might not have had any strong Bible guidelines up until now, but starting now, by the grace of God, I'll do right because it's right to do, and I'm not changing that. Stop your non-principled behavior and start your principled behavior. Let me give you something else. Learn from others the Bible principles that they live. Now, if they're biblical, you can borrow principles. Now, you're the one that has to obey them. But if they're Bible principles, then they're good principles. You know, we can learn principles from other godly, principle-living Christians. You know, and here's what you do. Every time you face an issue in life where you don't have a principle to guide you, go to the Bible, find one, establish a principle, and say, you know what? I just went through that. I now know what I'll do. I know how I'll behave. I know what I'm going to expect myself from now on. I learned from the Bible what I'm supposed to do. That's become my principle. I've pre-established that. If I face that again in 2 years, I already know what I'm going to do. I know what the Bible teaches. That's how we ought to live. That's how we grow as Christians. And so, the sermon is how to live by principle. What does it mean to live by principle? Some predetermined guidelines that are Bible-based that we use to make the decisions of our life. Bible principles use Bible truth as their foundation. I gave you some things that will help you to live by principle. Put Jesus first. Search the Bible. Stop trying to impress everyone. Live by biblical standards. Stop the non-biblical practices in your life. Learn principles from others that use Bible principles. Now, let me teach you something that will help you. Bible principles don't change. They don't change. Remember I told you earlier, if you'll do this, it'll establish your life. It'll strengthen your life. See, biblical principles don't change. You say, why? Because God does not change. He is the basis of the principles that you're establishing. He is the basis of the guidelines. He is the basis of this. His word and his truth becomes the dictator in your life. And God does not change. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. God is stable, God is firm, and he wants us to behave in a stable and a firm way. So I say to you, Bible principles don't change. Why? Because God does not change. Why? Why do Bible principles not change? Because God's word does not change. Take your Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89, and it says this. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled. God says it's a done deal. Bible-based principles bring stability to people. God's word is settled, and so can your principles be settled. You know, there's a certain number of things in life, folks, we don't have to rethink. We don't have to panic about them. We don't have to tremble about them. God said it. It's not changed. We're to believe it. We're to live it. That's a done deal. That brings stability to the Christian. That keeps you from being wishy-washy. That keeps you from being blown about with every wind of doctrine. See, Bible principles don't change. Why? God does not change. Bible principles don't change. Why? God's word does not change. Bible principles don't change. Why? Because Jesus does not change. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. Hebrews 13, 8. Very popular verse. Many of you would have it memorized. Hebrews 13, 8. Hebrews 13:8. Let me read it to you. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Remember, Bible principles don't change. Why? God does not change. Bible principles don't change. Why? God's word does not change. Bible principles don't change. Why? Jesus does not change. Jesus is the truth. Truth does not adjust to the times. truth does not adjust to the trend. Truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You say, oh, what a humdrum life. What a humdrum way to live your life. Oh, what a stable way to live your life. The Bible says it. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to debate it. Anytime that comes up, it's already decided what I'm going to do. It's not based on your friends. It's not based on what's everybody else in religion doing. It's not based on what's popular at the moment. It's based on what God said. What God said. Boy, there's so... I'll tell you what. In America, there are people falling apart everywhere. They're falling apart everywhere. Christians ought not be falling apart. We ought to live by principle. We ought to be anchored. We know what we believe, and we believe what we know, and that's how it's supposed to be. If anybody ought to be stable in our emotions, and stable in our lives, and stable in our decision-making, it's those of us that have an anchor. And that anchor is a never-changing God, a never-changing Bible, a never-changing Jesus, a never-changing Holy Spirit of God. That brings stability. You see, Bible principles don't change. Living by unchanging Bible-based principles brings security to your life. It'll bring security to your leaders. Let me tell you something. The leaders in the church are looking for some people that establish some obedience principles and just follow them. There's nothing like having a bunch of followers that you just have no idea what they're going to do next. Because they're going to make all their decisions on emotion. We need people that will make their decisions on truth. People that say, I've established a principle. Don't worry, I'll follow my principle. See, making decisions by principle brings security to followers. It brings security to leaders. It brings security to our decision making. It brings security to our emotions. It brings security to our families and to our futures and to our life, every life situation. See, my biggest decision in life is whether or not to follow my principles. I make very few decisions. Very few. Most of the time, when something comes to me in life, I look back to what I predetermined I would do based on the Bible and just do what God had previously told me to do. I've established these predetermined principles. My biggest decision is, will I obey my principle or not? See, it takes emotional mistakes out of a lot of things. Folks, what happens to us is we make far too many decisions. Far too many decisions. The biggest decisions you ought to be making in your life is finding what the Bible said, deciding to obey it, determine that that will be a principle for your life, and as life comes at you and hits you, don't be looking at what life's doing to you. Look back at those principles and say, what did I predetermine to do? What did God tell me to do in this instance? What would God have me to do? I've already decided that. And you don't have to panic, and you don't have to freak out, and you don't have to say, well, I don't know what to do. Think back to what you predetermined you would do. Keep you from embarrassing yourself. Make you strong. That's what strong Christians do. That's what strong Christians do. Let's go on. By the way, by getting some Bible principles, predetermining your behavior, predetermining your lifestyle, this will keep you from becoming a modernist too. Bible principles don't change. You say, well, there's a trend in fundamentalism. I don't care what the trend is in fundamentalism. I know what God told me 30 years ago as a young preacher. It's not changed. I still believe the King James Bible is the inspired word of God. It's not changed. The times have not changed me. I still believe men are supposed to behave like men and women are supposed to behave like women. There is supposed to be a difference in the sexes. That has not changed for me. You say, well, Brother Lawrence, wonder if our church doesn't believe that. Then I'll find me another church. You say, why? I predetermined, based on the Bible, what I believe. It's not supposed to change. You say, well, doesn't that make you old-fashioned? You call it what you want. It makes me original. I'm sticking with the original. And that's what we're all supposed to do. You live by principle, not by popularity. People, a church that will live by principle will not change and become liberal. Folks, I'm telling you, there are all sorts of people, the churches in history, they made their decisions not by principle. They let a lot of other things help them make their decisions, and churches that used to be decent churches in years gone by are no longer worth attending. Why? They didn't establish principles, the Word of God, to which they would affix themselves and never change. Now, if you don't want to change and become a liberal, if you don't want to change and become a modernist, you better make all your decisions from those predetermined truths, because the times change. Organizations change. People change. But the Bible does not change. Let me go on. Let me tell you about a few of the challenges of living by principle. Isaiah 59:14 says this, "And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street." You know, we've got to learn to hold truth up high. Don't let truth fall in the street. Require truth to be lived in your life. Now, the principles of God, the principles of God's Word are urgently mandatory if you're going to succeed. You've got to have these principles if you don't want to go liberal, if you don't want to become a modernist, if you want stability in your life, you need these principles. Well, then, here's what you have to do. I said this, but it's worth repeating. Be sure that Bible principle is more important to you than popularity. If you want to make it, you got to make sure that Bible principles are more important to you than popularity. Henry Clay, the great statesman from Kentucky, often said, "I'd rather be right than to be the president of the United States." Well, they let him be right, and he didn't get to be president. But principle was more valuable to him than popularity. People that live by principle successfully are not worried about popularity. They're worried about principle. And let me say again, become a Christian of principle. The Bible says it. I determined to follow it. I'm not going to rethink it. I'm just going to obey it. That's living by principle. Hey, be sure that Bible principle is more important to you than personalities. I said, make sure Bible principle is more important to you than popularity. We've got a handful of young men in here that want to be preachers and be in the ministry. Well, let your pastor give you a little advice. You better make sure that you're a man of principle. And if you're a man of principle, that'll be more important to you than popularity. If you are a man of principle, it'll be more important to you than the personalities of what we call Christianity. You know, principle is forever. Personalities fluctuate. Your loyalty should be first to principle, then maybe to some personality. You know, false doctrine often attaches itself to some winsome personality. Because people are won over by charisma. I'd rather have an old, dead, dry preacher that preach the truth than them fancy Nancy fella that's got all this personality, but he's not preaching the truth of the Bible. I'd rather be bored stiff with the preaching, but know I'm getting good Bible doctrine, than to have somebody that's an entertainer with puppet shows that's got all the right humor and all that, but he's not preaching the Bible. He's not preaching it straight. Being right with God always relates to principle, but rarely does it have anything to do with personality. I grew up under Dr. Hiles, and one of his principles of life was this: I am loyal to my principles, not to institutions. Why? Institutions change, but principles do not. You see, if you want to successfully live by principle, then you've got to make sure that your principles are more important than your popularity. You've got to make sure that your principles are more important than personalities. You've got to make sure that your principles are more important than your pride. Swallow your pride. Stick to your principles. Don't let pride motivate you falsely or foolishly. Our pride can lie to us, but our principles tell us the truth. When it comes down to it, you've got a decision to make. Don't you dare let your pride supersede your Bible principles. You may just need to say, you know what? I really would like, but my principles say no, and I'm going to obey my principles. You'll last a long time in Christianity that way. I said, make sure your principles are more important than popularity, and your principles are more important than personality. Make sure your principles are more important than your pride. You better make sure your principles are more important than a position. A position. I know people that to get a position will sell out their principles. If this church will remember, when I came here to candidate, I told you what I believed. I said, this is where I'm at. Don't vote for me if this is not what you want, because I'm not going to beg you, and I'm not going to walk into a mess where people don't want to live by the Bible. You say, what would have you done? Well, you reject me. I found someplace else to go. The position of being a pastor is not more important to me than my principles. See, a pastor who has some committee who holds his salary over his head and then threatens to run him off if he doesn't do things their way, I think he ought to give up his position, but never his principles. If you love your salary and your paid holiday, preacher, all the benefit package more than you love the truth, you don't deserve to be a preacher. Your position as a man of God demands you to be loyal to the Bible and Bible principles. That's why they call them men of God. Not men of benefits, or men of popularity, or men of position, or men of God. Hey, listen, you got to make sure that principle is more important than your popularity and personality and your pride and your position. You also have to make sure it's more important to you than profit. Some people do just about anything if the price is right. No Christian ought to have a price on their integrity. No money or promotion should ever cause us to do wrong. We ought to do right based on principle. Hey, you got to make sure that even publicity doesn't get you. There's some people say, "Well, if I could get that publicity for myself or my ministry or my project, publicity may help you, but don't sell your soul for it." Right. You're better off living as an unknown and honor your principles than being well known without your principles. Don't sell out your principles for fame or notoriety or publicity or the limelight. About 2 years ago, I had a college that didn't believe the Bible. Getting worldly, rock and roll music, the whole thing, but called themselves a Bible college, student body of over 50,000, asked me to come and preach. He said, you should have gone. Why would I want to go to a mess like that? Wouldn't that be good for your portfolio? Be good for my indigestion is what it'd be good for. Wouldn't have been good for them either. I don't sell out my influence. Be sure that Bible principle is more important to you than a program. Yes, hey, look, if the program is in line with Bible principle, great, but if it's not, it's not. No program is more sacred than the principles of the Bible. Programs deteriorate. Principles do not. They never change. If you want to live successfully, you predetermine, based on the Bible, what you're going to do, and for the rest of your life, that's just what you do. These are the fundamentals of being a good Christian. Get your principles in place and just live by them. Just live by them. I think one of the harder things that I do as a pastor is really I've got one book from which I preach, and I have to keep preaching the same things over and over and over again. I decorate them up a little bit. We throw a different illustration, a little different humor in there. But the basic principles of the Bible are exactly what I'm supposed to preach to you. Some say, this. There's just not enough. No, there's plenty. We're having a hard enough time living the basics. So there are those that launch out and get them a word of knowledge. Launch out, they want to write other books and call them equal to the Bible. But there are enough principles in this book to keep you and I busy for the rest of eternity. We just need to get down to it and say, that's what the Bible says, that's what I believe. From this point on, that's how I'll live. That's what the Bible says about that, that's what I'll believe, that's how I'll live from now on. Then, you don't spend every day re-debating it. You say, the Bible said it, I predetermined that I would live it, that, therefore I'm going to do it. You don't have to go through life making millions of decisions. You make a decision about whether it's what God wants, and from that point on, it's just a matter of obeying it. How to live by principle. I hope you'll do it. I hope you'll adjust your life and your thinking, and you'll just